Capito.
X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Welcome back here to X's and Bros. It is already hour three here on this Friday, the ninth day of April 2021, round two at Augusta. Getting underway now. We welcome you back. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. If you miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us individually on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I am at AC Bellino. And during the break, we were talking about something that Cassius Winston actually brought up, which I think is a fabulous idea as well. Ryan brought this to my attention. Ryan, you can introduce this idea by your former leader, Cassius Winston.
Yeah, so it got into a debate. Not really a debate yesterday, but Cassius Winston was talking about how he thinks Kalen Lucas and Denzel Valentine should be the next retired numbers at MSU. And then they kind of like the discussion went off the rails. As he said, also like in the practice gyms, he thinks that they should retire walk-ons jerseys and hang up those jerseys in the practice gym. So he brought up like Jack Hoiberg and Connor George, and then former MSU walk-on Anthony Iani jumped in. He's like, well, if you're in that, you have to put in Tim Bobrakis, and you know, listed a bunch of other names. So it's like, I think that'd be a really great idea for college basketball teams to honor those guys that like your fan base knows about, but just like hey, these are the guys that made the room.
Yes, and they had contributions that didn't necessarily, they may not have happened on live television during the game, but they made contributions elsewhere. And I think that having a practice jersey retired in your practice gym, I think is awesome. I think that is awesome. You could do a whole wall. That would be really cool, because then you kind of know, like, hey, if I do the best that I can and I can be a contributor to this team in some form or fashion, I could make a difference. I could have an impact. Here, you can look up in that practice gym and say, hey, look at this list of names in these practice jerseys of guys that made a difference. And they made such a difference and such an impact on this program that they'll forever be recognized here in this gym. I think that's awesome. I remember when Michigan won a tournament game in practice jerseys after their plane crashed.
The only time I rooted for Michigan basketball.
Yeah, you love it. You love it.
Oh, no, that was
you want to be a Michigan fan.
No, just for that game. A, it was against Illinois, so yep, bonus.
Everybody
there.
Hates them.
And that was when they had their, was it John Croson, whatever his name is, who's at Akron now. Could not stand him as a coach. So the fact that it doubled up is like, yeah, Michigan deserves this win. And they went out and took
they
it.
Got it. They got some divine intervention there in those practice unis, man. That was really something when you look back at the entire series of events that took place, and the fact that, you know, guys calling their parents, you know, and then having to actually, you know, reboard another plane, like, wow, just emotionally and mentally taxing there. So I love the idea about the practice uniforms. And then, you know, just talk about jersey retirement in general. Magic Johnson's number is retired at Michigan State. That is indisputable. The guys that you're listing,
well, there's Magic.
Are they indisputable?
There's Magic. There's Kelser, Scott Skiles, Steve Smith, Mateen Cleaves, Draymond Green.
Draymond.
And bring up, like, Cassius Winston's bringing up Kalen Lucas and Denzel Valentine. And yours is like, well, does Valentine, like, really belong? It's like, he was a college player of the year.
AP player of the year. kind of like, and Dan brought this up, kind of like the Luka Garza, but obviously different because, you know, Luka got his number retired. Man, it's just, oh.
It's like, I could see Valentine's number going. Winston's number will eventually go up there.
Let's put it this way. I would have been more comfortable, like, having, like, Kalen Lucas's number and Denzel Valentine's number retired kind of like the same time like Luka Garza had his. Because it's just the shine has kind of worn off at this point. You know, I mean, think about everyone complaining about, you know, Richard Hamilton and Ben Wallace. Oh, they're getting their numbers retired because it was 10, 15 years later. People forget. I know Kalen Lucas was great, but do I remember any, like, specifics? Not really.
Yeah, this is...
You do. Ryan does.
I think just with MSU fans, there's just been, in the last few years, just trying to a push to just remember Kalen Lucas better, because I think he just gets lost over the last 20 years of MSU basketball. And he was great player.
Eighth all-time in assists at Michigan State. Man, that puts him behind Cassius, Mateen, Skiles, Denzel, Eric Snow, Drew Neitzel.
Right. It's questionable. And then the way his career ended with an Achilles injury at MSU was a rough one. So, it's questionable, but...
But the idea that Cassius and those guys were talking about honoring the practice guys that made a difference, the walk-ons, you know, that I think is special. And I think that's a really, really good idea from this discussion and conversation.
Yeah.
That much is for sure. Caleb Lucas does rank fifth all-time in points.
Right. And then when will Michigan retire Trey Burke's jersey? Or have they already?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if they... That's interesting.
The shine wears off, Anthony. It does.
Because you watch them in their pro careers, and all of a sudden, I feel like the lesser of fan, like that shine wears off. If you're a big college...
It's very, very important to separate the two.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why you have to separate it, because Trey Burke was the best college basketball player that year.
He was, and they got all the way there. The block was clean. We can debate that forever. Well,
it's not really a debate. It's just more of, like, it was a bad call.
But it's not like we're the PGA Tour and Louisville's going to go back after review and be like, oh, yeah, no, you have the national championship.
Trust
like,
me, even though we got a lot of Michigan fans called in.
Oh, we called. We saw that slow-mo, high-definition 4K replay. Got that 8K video game camera that Fox has. Yeah, no, we called. We continue to call. Every day somebody calls. The block was clean. I saw somebody tweeting about it yesterday. It's 2021. March Madness is over. And they're still tweeting about it. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? The Red Wings, they got pummeled last night. It's 7-1 to the Nashville Predators. Arvidsson with a hat trick there for the Preds. Not a good situation in Detroit. That just, I don't know if that was a lack of effort last night. I don't know if that was just a bad day at the office. I don't know if it's goaltending. I don't know if it's overall talent on the team. I don't have any answers. We need to find some answers as to why this team is as bad as they are. The Detroit Pistons went head-to-head with the Sacramento Kings. And guess what? 113-101 winners. This was a big game. Killian Hayes played 21 minutes, finished with 11 points on a very efficient 5-of-7 shooting, finished with 3 rebounds, 2 assists. He was a plus 12. On the other side of things, Tyrese Halliburton, 31 minutes, 9 points, 7 assists, 2 steals. He was 4-of-10 from the floor. He was a minus 6.
Pistons win the draft.
Sadiq Bey went for 12, Isaiah Stewart 16, 24 from Corey Joseph. But really, how about the job Jahlil Okafor did? How about him? Mason Plumlee out of the lineup. Here comes Jahlil. He gets 11 points in 15 minutes. Very efficient for him. 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Great to see him back out there on the court. And a great win without Jeremy Grant on the floor there as well. Hamidou Diallo continues to be great. man, I player of the game's got to go to Corey Joseph, though. Get a little revenge. 10 of 14 from the floor, 24 for him. We'll step aside. TwinSpire's best bets of the weekend coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpire's online sportsbook racing and casino. Download the TwinSpire Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haitlin, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you. Be sure to call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line to share your thoughts. 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. Good morning to the television audience on Comcast and on BCSN. I got to remember that we're constantly on television because I get a lot of my reactions. I feel like I'm a very animated person, and now I realize that
were you singing the song?
No, you like I was bobbing my head and then I heard you say go. And then next thing you know, I'm like, I felt myself make like a jump, like go. Oh, here we are. Okay, welcome.
I was singing the song. I thought maybe you heard me.
You were working on the weekend like usual. I like when he made this song and then everybody who worked like one Saturday had to put this on their stories.
You guys, you're not working weekends like Anthony and I. It's just not happening.
It ain't happening, kid. No, you know, he's working. My mom and my uncle, I feel so bad. My uncle's got a bad foot right now. I always talk about the family business because it's just a part of life, but he's got a bad foot. He's hobbling around. Dude's like 60, just cutting meat all day. Like, oh, brutal. Just brutal. Just cutting meat, stocking shelves, placing orders, just answering phones. Just small business. So you want to own your own small business, huh? All right. This is a great time of the week. This is a time of the week in which we get to use our gambling prowess to make everybody tons of money.
To make zero money for me.
Follow us, and we will make you money. Disclaimer, you can't sue us for me saying that. It's time now for the TwinSpire's best bets of the weekend.
Ooh, I like this, Ryan. I'm excited for this.
You already know the bets.
I just tweeted them out.
You guys are cheating.
So, well,
I just tweeted out 2 minutes ago for Daniel to look at because he has a hard time reading the graphics halfway across this whole table.
It's tough, Anthony.
I understand. I couldn't see anybody's numbers. The Cubs yesterday trotted a guy. We had the alternate site game in Detroit. The Cubs trotted out a guy who was number 41. You couldn't read his name on the back. And I'm like looking at him like, wow, do I need glasses? Can I really not read? Are my eyes going bad from looking at screens? What's happening? Am I 100 years old? Then the guy wasn't even on the roster. There was no 41.
And oh, he had a different. They changed his number, basically.
He said, new number. Who dis?
Recap last week. Yes. Anthony and I go 3-2.
Love it. Another winner weekend.
Daniel goes 2-3. Ugh. Bad beat of the weekend are Jacksonville State, Eastern Illinois. The line was minus 20.5. Jacksonville State wins by 21.
Oh, wow.
So bad beat for Daniel who had Eastern Illinois.
Daniel's son. All right, what do we have for us here this morning, Mr. LT?
We're going to start off with the Tigers game tonight.
Love it.
They're going to venture off to Cleveland. Hopefully fun times will happen. Over-under is at 9 tonight for the game.
Wow.
I'm going to look at the probable pitchers.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, what's the matchup?
It's their number 2 starter, which...
Plesac?
I'm trying to think of the Tigers' number 2 starter. It was Boyd, and then whoever after... Who went after Boyd?
Well, it's supposed to be Turnbull, right? But now he's in COVID protocol.
You hate to see it.
Of course, our computers are just...
Are they froze?
Just having a real good Friday.
Julio Teheran versus Zach Plesac.
Over under 9?
Yeah.
Under for me. Toronto's a big game.
First night game of the season for the Tigers, I will take the over. I think they'll be energized after a 3-3 start.
I'm going to take the under.
All right. Toronto's last outing, 7 was the total number of runs against Cleveland the first go-around in this very same matchup, so that's why I'm going under.
Now, the rest of our picks?
Yes.
Round 2 of the Masters.
Ooh.
We're going matchups, round 2 matchups.
Okay.
First one, Jordan Spieth is at minus 148 in your Twin Spires app for this matchup versus Colin Morikawa is at plus 116. Spieth, 1 under par yesterday. Morikawa, 1 over par.
Now, is this just today or
just
to
today?
Finish?
Nope, this is just today for round 2. Who do you think will play better in this matchup?
Spieth.
Yeah, Morikawa's kind of been struggling since he won, the U.S. Open?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Spieth.
We're going to go chalk on this one. Spieth is one of my players to look out for today. He just eliminates that triple bogey. I think he moves up the leaderboard.
Love it.
All right, next matchup. It's one of my favorite matchups somehow. This was a push yesterday. We have Brooks Koepka, minus 148. He's at 2 over versus former Masters champion, or Bubba Watson, who's at plus 116, who also finished 2 over par.
Let's see. This course is laid out very well for lefties, mixed with Brooks looking a little ginger there on the back 9 yesterday. I will go with Bubba.
I'm with Dan on this one, Bubba.
I don't know if you saw Brooks, but like he was sitting on all the benches at the tee boxes, and like he was struggling to get up.
Walking Augusta is like there's undulation.
Well, did you see how he has to
read his putts?
Yeah,
like Spider-Man.
Yes. Exactly like Spider-Man.
Or like Shawn Michaels?
Camilo Vigegas. Yep.
So.
That's a guy I don't like. We'll talk about that another time.
I just gave you a wrestling reference. You totally bypassed it. My one
Speaking
wrestling
of,
reference.
Hey, WrestleMania this weekend.
Sure. 2-day event now.
Yeah, streaming on Peacock for a subscription. I'm going to go. I'm pro Brooks all the way. He's my favorite golfer right now. So this is a Brooks Koepka pick for me.
That's because you choose.
Hey, we all choose who we want to choose, all right? Next matchup.
Not that kind of chew.
Adam Scott versus Bryson DeChambeau.
That is such a good name. I mean, we have to go with that forever now.
Bryson shot 4 over yesterday.
He's a bum.
He's the favorite in this matchup at minus 162. Adam Scott was 2 over, and he's at plus 128.
Adam Scott.
Oh wow! I will take DeChambeau. He'll probably shoot 6 under today because he wants this bad.
I can't pick Bryson. I don't like him. I'm gonna root against him hard. I think Bryson will have a better day. I don't think he shoots plus four. I think he goes under today, but I think Adam Scott does better.
By the way, when Bryson comes back to defend the Rocket Mortgage thing, just delete all these tapes, okay? We'll get him on the show.
Let me say, we have your biggest fan here, Anthony Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau, that's right.
Like, Anthony cousins. Bryson now.
Yeah, that's your middle name, right? Is Bryson?
That's right. Anthony Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay. Final and our one? Last matchup of the day, we have Phil Mickelson, who's plus 130 in this matchup, was 3 over yesterday against Mr. Ace himself, Tommy Fleetwood Mac, who shot 2 over thanks to that part, thanks to that hole in one. He's the favorite at minus 167.
As much as I like Phil, Tommy Fleetwood is going to find it. He actually played pretty good golf yesterday, just didn't get any breaks. I will take Tommy.
You got one big break.
Now I'm going with Fleetwood.
I don't know about Phil.
I mean, he's had a nice career.
You see a few of these tournaments out of Phil where it's just like nothing's really going right for him. And I feel like that's what's going to happen today is I think it comes off the rails. He doesn't make the cut. It happens. So I will go Fleetwood Mac as well myself.
There you have it. TwinSpire's best bets of the weekend are in. A lot of head-to-head there. It took a little Tigers action. I was surprised Pistons didn't make the board here. Red Wings didn't make the board. I was going to take whoever the Red Wings were playing because that seems like a safe bet. The Pistons.
Those lines aren't out yet.
Yeah,
so.
The Pistons have their hands full. They are in big trouble this weekend. They're going to play as the Red Wings are going to have a Saturday game on the road in Carolina. This weekend, the Pistons are going to play Portland and the LA Clippers in back-to-back nights. Blessings, they're going to need it. Well, we'll step aside. We're going to talk a little more Pistons hoops with Rod Beard of the Detroit News next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Ah, yes, you hear that sound, the sound of an iron catching one flush, a pin seeker, a dart headed for the green. Well, guess what? This weekend is golf's first major of the season, and TwinSpire Sportsbook has a special primetime play offer for the final round on Sunday at Augusta. Get this, you can sign up now using the promo code PRIMETIME and you get $50 on a $1 bet if any player in the field makes a birdie at any point during Sunday's final round. All you need is one player to birdie one hole and you'll go home a winner. You can hear the crowd roar in the background, no matter who that player might be, but really you'll know the fans, they're cheering for you. Download today at TwinSpires.com or download the TwinSpires mobile app. One player, one birdie, only at TwinSpires using the promo code PRIMETIME. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Imagine a center where homeless veterans can come out from the cold. Imagine a place where they can be isolated from a virus. Imagine a center where families can live and grow together. Imagine a center where therapy and quality of life happen at the same time. Imagine a center based on making a difference. Then add your name to the team building that dream. And that's the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And John Kornack and the Eisenhower Center team, they are looking for philanthropists across Michigan and all around America who can step up and help our veterans rehabilitate from a traumatic brain injury while serving our country. If you want to find out more, go to EisenhowerCenter.com and you can leave a message for John Kornack from the Eisenhower Center.